The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on Friday's edition of the podcast. Hopefully we'll have some turf racing to bring you on Friday, providing Fontwell's meeting gets the go-ahead. They'll be alongside Lingfield Park in the afternoon, and we've got all-weather racing from Chelmsford and Dundalk on Friday evening, a usual double helping of all-weather action on Friday night. Hope you can join us in the studio for all of the racing. It'll be James Millman accompanied by Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth to take a look ahead to all of the day's races. But joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition of the podcast to take an early look to a couple of races on the all-weather is Gareth Toppin, and a man who is presumably just happy to be in work after the the weather has been robbing you of your paycheck over the last few days and weeks.
Yeah, slightly. And the day it is sunny, I'm in the studio, so
Can't win.
No, I'll take this over being at home again and basically watching the garden get more and more saturated day by day. It's been a grim week, hasn't it? And I will be glad to be going racing on Saturday. So I think with you a nice afternoon of National Hunt racing up in Scotland on Saturday. So thank goodness for that, because this week's been pretty drab.
It'll be great news for Kelso as well, because I can't remember the last time they managed to get a meeting on successfully. They've really struggled.
I think they've lost their last either three or four, and they've all been big ones. They've all been good Saturdays. Lost their Premier Hurdle meeting. That then got rescheduled. They lost that.
Yep.
They have another Saturday that's valuable. They lost that. And this on Saturday coming up is their most valuable meeting that they've ever staged. I think they've got nearly £170,000 of prize money. They've got ITV present as well. So obviously it's a massive occasion for Kelso, and they'll just be absolutely delighted to get a meeting on. And Clark of the course, Anthea Moorshead, this morning said that after the deluge that they had yesterday, the ground is raceable at the moment, heavy ground. They've got a dry day today, dry day tomorrow, possibly a little bit of rain around on Saturday, but it'll be perfectly raceable on Saturday, and thank goodness for that. So it'll be a good card.
Yes, hopefully so. Fantastic. Fantastic news that Kelso are going to get their meeting on. Perhaps not such good news for another one of the high-profile Scottish tracks, Gareth, as the Musselburgh saga continues to rumble on and on, and the outlook still looks a little bit bleak at present.
Yeah, I believe, obviously, they were supposed to race on Thursday.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And they've lost the meeting due to waterlogging. I was up there on Saturday for their big Easter Saturday meeting, and it was fabulous. They had a crowd of 3,500, which, when you consider the weather, was quite some achievement, really. And also, a lot of people up in the area, up in East Lothian, they don't really know what's going on with Musselburgh, unless you're looking deeply into it. It's still quite confusing, still quite vague, and a lot of people know that there's a bit of a power battle going on at the moment, but the details are still, unless you really look into it, unless it's something that you're really interested in, it's not an overly clear picture, and it's something that's been sort of bubbling up for quite some time now. And obviously the timeline is coming to an end. You know, the deadline is pretty much imminent, and it doesn't look like they've got a license in place to carry on into the rest of the summer, which would be hugely disappointing if that is the way that it's meant to go. On Saturday, generally it was kept quite low key, which, obviously, there was a lot of TV presence. Again, ITV were there. We were the feature meeting on Racing UK, but it was kept generally quite quiet. And I think that they were obviously hoping that it would be resolved in the few days which have obviously materialised since, but nothing really favourable has come to light. Bill Farnsworth, who, of course, general manager up at Musselburgh, I think has expressed his views quite sort of openly, and I think that sort of backfired. So it's all a little bit, it's just not good at the moment.
Yes.
And it's such a shame. I think at the moment they are proposing that, I think at the moment they've got 4-2 ratio of council members running the track and general racing people that are running the track.
Right, okay.
4-3.
Right.
And the proposal is that they now go 4-2 in favour of
that. In favour of the council.
But if it's not working when you've got three racing experts,
yes,
and there's a problem with it with three racing experts, and the proposal is that there's now going to be two racing experts and four council members, it just doesn't make any sense.
You don't have to be a mathematical genius, do you?
And ultimately, I've been to Musselburgh as an owner, as a presenter, and as a commentator. And every time I've been treated with utmost respect. I've got huge respect for the track. They treat you well. Mm. They do things right. They're one of the most forward-thinking race courses in the entire country. They'd be a massive loss to Scottish racing and British racing as a whole. They always put on good prize money. They always get good fields. They can provide good ground when other tracks haven't got a yep. chance in hell of producing anything similar. It would be a massive, massive loss. I hope it gets resolved, and it gets resolved soon. I don't think they've got another meeting now for another month or so. So hopefully they'll be able to put something in place a little bit more solid, even a further temporary license, which will just continue on for a few more months. And it gives them a little bit more time just to, you know, have another go at resolving it. But at the moment, it's all a bit up in the air, and it's just disappointing because it's a cracking venue. The improvement at Musselburgh over the last 10, 15 years is so, so noticeable. I just can't understand how all this has arisen in the first place.
Yeah, well, very hopeful that a resolution will arise very shortly on Musselburgh's future. Let's look ahead to some of the racing that we've got coming up on Friday. As mentioned, the meeting at Fontwell is scheduled to take place at the time of recording, but they may well lose their cards to the weather. So we're going to focus in on the all-weather action, beginning at Lingfield with a claiming stakes coming up at 3:25. A mile and five for them to cover here. And could be a race where you could hand chances to a few in this relatively low-grade heat, Gareth.
Yeah, you can. Bazooka up at the top will be partnered by David Probert, and this one is stepping down in grade. He's been racing generally in Class 4 handicaps, but he's been quite disappointing. He's only beaten a couple home in each of his last two outings, so although this is representing quite a big drop in grade, he really is going to have to show something more than what he's been doing in recent weeks. Brett Johnson brings Cayuga to the table. Cayuga, who was actually a winner here at Lingfield a couple of outings ago, albeit over a shorter trip, but seemed to hold on all out on that occasion. The one I quite like is number four on the card. I think it's actually pronounced Jayhan. It looks like Keyhan, but I think it's Jayhan. I think it's a Turkish city.
Okay.
I think.
About your superior knowledge.
Yeah,
I
think it's Jayhan anyway. Okay. But this horse just comes into the race in good form. Now, he's not stepping down in grade. This is, these days, his level. He's now a six-year-old. He's now with Barry Brennan. He used to be with trainer Jamie Osborne. But it might just be that the change of scenery will freshen him up even more. He was a winner a couple of outings ago over 10 furlongs. That was at Chelmsford City in a Class 6 handicap. He did the job well on that occasion. And he followed that up with a fair run on what was his final start for the Osborne camp in a cellar here back at the over the Christmas period. So, as I say, he'll be fresher than a few here. Given a break, new connections. Charlie Bennett's on taking off £3. He gets on well with him. I can just see a solid run once again from Jayhan. And I think he's just bumping into one or two horses which are just badly out of form at the moment and needing a revival. So for me, there's less question marks about the four horse.
Jayhan then gets the nod in the 3:25 race at Lingfield. On to some of the evening's action now. We get a Chelmsford City for their 7:10, a Class 3 handicap over a mile and a quarter. Good little race in prospect here, Gareth. Just the seven runners, but plenty of talent amongst them. Where do you go for a winner?
Yeah, open race. We'll touch on a couple of them. Maratha for Stuart Williams, PJ McDonald on board. This one now, having won at Wolverhampton last time out, has been risen even further in the weights. We'll be racing off a mark of 89, which for him requires a personal best. But he's clearly, at the moment, going the right way. Looks a progressive type. As does Oasis Charm, who represents Godolphin. William Buick taking the ride. Bound to have his supporters. He's been racing in generally Class 2 grade of late. I say of late, we look back to last summer, Ascot, where he was albeit well down the field in what looked a hot race, and then he followed that up with a much better run at Newmarket the time after. But he's not been seen out since July. I'm just going to side with the Granite Tough, the ultra consistent firefighting up at the top here. Mark Johnston trains, Adam Kirby takes the ride. We know easily how well Mark Johnston does around this track, and likewise jockey Adam Kirby rides it so well. And he doesn't seem to gun it from the front these days necessarily, firefighting. He used to be a horse that I remember calling him winning a Zetland Gold Cup one year, and he just went from the front and they ultimately couldn't get to him. He doesn't tend to be ridden as aggressively these days, and he ran not so long ago, that was on Saturday, in the Rosebery Handicap, which is a real hot middle distance contest. He was staying on again come the line. He wasn't beaten too far. He was beaten under a handful of lengths. Crowned Eagle the winner on that occasion. The time before, he came with a real late surge. It was a memorable finish to a Class 2 Handicap at Lingfield. He got up literally on the line. He was about fifth entering the final 100 yards. He absolutely rocketed home. I think if he gets a good gallop to aim at, and he's likely to given the quality of the contest, I can see a Firefighting, who's already a course and distance winner at Chelmsford City, running another really big race. Racing, he just seems to take it so well. He's a seven-year-old. There's not many things that's got more mileage on than the mile car, but this horse is certainly racking up the mileage as he goes on, and he just relishes the game, and he's a credit to all connections. I mean, he owes them nothing.
Yes.
But as I say, he's only seven. It seems like he's been around much, much longer than that. Year in, year out, he just keeps coming back, and he's having a fine spell on the all-weather. So, yeah, this, I think, represents a small drop in grade for him. He's got top weight, but he's a sizeable horse. He'll carry it. I think he'll go close.
Yeah, got a fabulous constitution, that is for sure, Firefighting, making his 72nd career start on Friday, and could be heading to the winner's enclosure, and hopefully will for the 14th time in his career. That's Firefighting in the 7:10. Gareth also put up Jay Hahn in the 3:25 at Lingfield. Don't forget you can listen to all of the action on Racing Radio in the company of James Millman, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth. Gareth, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Enjoy the racing, and here's to some warmer weather.
Absolutely.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.